This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
Arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Let's get it. It's time for Can't Beat Breezy. Peaks my mornings, Moose. Breezy Breeze, who has 8 wins and 9 losses officially on the board. And clearly, some of you have proven you do have what it takes to be Breezy.
Some of you. Don't get crazy with it.
21 for the high today. Let's find our caller 8. But first, let's get after it.
Right.
PXY, who's this?
This is Haley.
Haley, guess what? It's Friday, and you're caller 8! Haley,
you're about to have 10 losses.
Okay, why don't you relax? Keep your pants on. Thank you so much.
Haley, we love it. Okay, here's the deal. Breezy is going to leave the room, and
you need help.
We're going to give you a chance to win this 4-pack of tickets to go see Kidz Bop, but we're also going to throw in some really awesome PXY Mornings crew necks. All right, here's the deal, Haley. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 1. What town are you representing?
Batavia.
Batavia's on the board. Question 1, Haley. What classic video game requires you to eat all the dots throughout a maze?
Pac-Man.
Let's go to question number 2. Who made a heroic return to the NFL in 2023 after a heart-stopping on-the-field incident?
That would be DeMar Hamlin.
Final answer?
DeMar, yeah.
Question number 3, Haley. In a typical casino, what color are the dice used in a game of craps?
Red.
Going with the color red.
Yeah, I'm going with red.
All right, let's go to question number 4. Haley, representing Batavia, what are the moons in a Moons Over Miami sandwich from Denny's? We love a good Moons Over Miami. What are the moons in the sandwich?
Cheese.
What is it? Cheese?
Cheese? I don't know.
Okay, going with cheese. And question number 5. Who is the primary love interest, Haley, of Superman?
Of Superman?
Yep.
Wonder Woman.
This is love interest? All right.
That's what I'm going with.
Going with Wonder Woman. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to go ahead and tally these up, Haley. And so far, we're looking at 3 out of 5. Not too shabby, Haley.
I'll take it.
All right, you'll take it. Breezy?
All right, here we go.
Put your head on a swivel. Question 1, Breezy. What classic video game requires you to eat all the dots throughout a maze?
Pac-Man.
Question 2. Who made a heroic return to the NFL in 2023 after a heart-stopping incident on the field?
Damar Hamlin.
Question 3, Breezy. In a typical casino, what color are the dice used in a game of craps?
Red.
Breezy, what are the moons in a Moons Over Miami sandwich from Denny's?
What are the moons?
Yeah.
Eggs?
And question 5, Breezy, who is the primary love interest of Superman?
Rebecca.
Who the hell is Rebecca? Come on, ladies. Who's the love interest of Superman?
I don't watch that show.
What even show?
Or movie. What's it?
Okay, we're going with Rebecca. Anyways, let's tally these up. Haley, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, looking at the score.
Oh, no.
Breezy takes it.
What?
4-3.
Did I really?
Dang it.
Was I right with Rebecca? Is that the winner?
Here's the thing.
Definitely. I think it's the egg one.
Let's run through the board. Yes, Pac-Man was 1. Damar Hamlin, you guys both got that. The color of dice and craps is red. Moons Over Miami, that famous sandwich at Denny's. Haley, you said the moons are made out of cheese. In reality,
I have no idea.
It's eggs. And we all know.
Over ham, right?
What?
Is it eggs over ham?
That's
is
right.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And we all know that the primary love interest of Superman is Lois Lane.
Nobody knows that.
Not Rebecca, not Wonder Woman, but Haley.
Dark, the dark there, Moose.
Yeah. Is Wonder Woman his cousin? Who's Wonder Woman?
I hope not.
She's her own superhero.
Oh.
I didn't know, man. It fits, though. Come on.
Yeah. Listen, Haley, we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed this weekend. Breezy, tell her what she's won.
You won a used hair tie from me.
Yay.
Stay on the line, Haley. But before we go, I need you to say one thing. My name is Haley from Batavia, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Haley from Batavia, and I can't beat Breezy.
Really funny for a girl who was trash-talking me, but here we go.
Happy Friday.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Gracie Abrams on PXY Mornings. It's bad enough we all had to worry about DOT and these work zone speed traps around the city all fall. And then on Thursday, Transportation Commissioner Marie-Therese Dominguez spoke at the Transit Authority on East Main Street and highlighted the governor's proposed budget and discussed making the work zone speed radar system permanent.
Okay, well, be prepared for slower moving traffic patterns.
Well, as you can imagine, I mean, that pissed a lot of people off, and it should. She's so for it because, and this is my personal opinion, I'm thinking out loud, mm-hmm. but it's a quick way for this state to make a quick buck. Mm-hmm. And they did that.
Yeah.
We saw that happen this fall. The amount of people that fought their ticket they received for allegedly speeding in a work zone, and the judge dismissed and threw away quite a few of those tickets. It took a little fighting, but they finally got around to determining, you know what? There is no 40-mile-per-hour speed limit in this work zone.
There was
it
no
all
signage.
Says 55.
There was no signage.
The only thing people see is a sign for 55 miles per hour, 2 miles up the road.
Right.
And Therese Dominguez says our men and women are out there every day in highly dangerous circumstances, and we need to protect them.
Then protect them by putting signs for the people on the road to slow down. I would argue 15 signs is
But
if you really want to protect them, make sure those there's no confusion and the proper signage is in place.
So,
okay,
those signs were not there. It's why I fought my two tickets that I received. And then our friends over at Channel 10 got in their vehicle and they're like, let's go take a look. And exactly where everyone was getting ticketed, including myself, there was no sign.
No.
I tried to fight it. I couldn't get it dismissed. And then everybody else who was getting a ticket in the same place, that underpass on 490 there, the judge finally said, yeah, it has come to my intention that there's no sign there.
Yeah.
So last fall, these cameras ticketed over 1,000 drivers daily in Rochester. And a lot of these fines ranged from $50 to $100. We spoke to a guy who got six of them in the same spot.
The worst part about it is like that spot, yes, obviously. And then the spot right near the Pittsford-Palmyra exit where I was getting tickets, same type of thing. No signage. It's like there's multiple road crews out. There's nothing you're doing to protect them other than punishing drivers for not obeying the speed limit that was not put in place. Well, so make that make sense to me.
And according to this woman, if you see construction workers, you should just automatically know to slow down.
But these people are slowing down because it says on the ticket how fast you're going. And some of them were going 47. Some of them were going 50.
I was coming from the off ramp. I was doing 48. And I was like, well, I can't merge into traffic doing 30. I'm going to cause an accident here. So
mine, I was going 55. And in that section, it's 65. So I already slowed down 10 miles per hour. And they wanted me to slow down another 15 with no recollection of that whatsoever.
The camera on I-490 at the Alexander Street overpass issued 25,000 speeding tickets. And that was in only 26 days, which resulted in $1.2 million in fines for the state of New York. And whether or not these radars become permanent, I don't know. I think it's doubtful, but when the state needs to make money, they're going to figure out a way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should take some of that $1.2 million that they made. Fill those potholes. All right, guys, coming up on the show, let's clear the air this Friday morning. It sounds like we're already doing it. 585-252-9800. If you got something you need to get off your chest, tell us what it is. There, I said it. It's coming up next.
98 PXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's clear the air this Friday morning.
We have to. We have to just absolutely sling those unpopular opinions and get it going.
I don't know who this is, but probably the best text we've gotten in a long time. Pretending to care is really the hardest thing I've had to do in a long time. There I said it.
Period. No period.
Shauna says, Can we please stop overusing the word literally? It's incredibly annoying. Literally. There, I said it.
No, literally. This person says, and they actually have a great point. It's literally cheaper to be on Ozempic than buy groceries these days. There, I said it. Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
Ozempic. The new cocaine.
Period. This person says they're very, very passionate this morning, and I'm happy for them.
Let it ride.
The older generations need to stop shaming young adults. I'm 26. Because they are still at home with their parents. I'm sorry I couldn't buy my house with 17 blueberries and a gallon of milk like y'all did. I'm freaking trying, okay?
All right. Man, it's okay. Guys, let us be your sounding board. Get it out. Whatever it is, get it all off your chest. Let's go over to Lydia. Morning, Moose and Breezy. Rochester complains about winter, but really doesn't fully commit to making it fun here. There, I said it. If this city has more outdoor winter festivals and heated patios, people wouldn't mind it as much. Lydia makes a great point. If we had outdoor winter patios, like that were heated, that would be awesome. Where would we do that aside from just the... What's the thing we do in the MLK Park there in the winter? What's the thing?
Rock Holiday Village.
Rock Holiday Village.
I mean, yeah, that's just for Christmas, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we had stuff like that all year round with globes that were on the side of the road, we could just go hang out in. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's a short-lived thing. This person's not letting anything past her. My boyfriend's mom is a narcissist that can go F herself. There, I said it.
Damn! Shots fired.
Kind this morning. Very kind.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear. Carmen's here. Carmen said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but people who want to create new rules and impose fines and defaults to safety without any other factors is douchey. There, I said it. I don't know what's happening with that. I don't know what that means exactly.
I don't know who this was, but they said, I just want to give you guys a heads up to the woman who was hoarding toilet paper and eggs at Aldi's yesterday. I hope that the eggs give you diarrhea. There, I said it.
Mm. Bird flu is completely out of control these days. If there is a handicapped door and there's a healthy person using it while a person on crutches is trying to get through and you don't move, you are insane. There, I said it. That's very niche. Very niche.
I know we've talked about
this. It feels like
a
lot of people are doing just like individual call-outs this morning, which, I mean, I'm here for, but.
A lot of individual call-outs this morning.
Yes.
Let's go over to Pam. Doesn't look like she's calling anyone out this morning. Can we stop it with the fashionably late crap? You are not fashionably late. You are just rude, and you don't respect people's time. There, I said it.
Get in line with that take. We do it like every other day, Pam.
Let me know if you need me to say it louder.
We don't.
Yeah, type it louder. Put it in all caps.
We don't. We do it with Pam. Every other day. So thank you for joining us.
We do it every other day?
We do that take has been said for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks straight.
Oh, somebody's a little triggered this morning.
That guy called in or texted in about his wife. I mean, it's a tale as old as time. We want new, fresh, original takes. But this person says, booking Southwest and not knowing how to board or where to stand in 2025 is absolutely crazy, and you should not be flying. There, I said it.
So many people are refusing to fly these days just because of everything that's been going on the last, I don't know, 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's insane.
One after the other. Let's go over to Slick Rick. What's up, guys? I went in for a haircut yesterday, asked the lady to take a bit off the top, and she hacked my entire head. Stop cutting people's hair if you don't know what you're doing there. I said it. This reminds me of one time I went into a local establishment and I said just that. Mm-hmm. Just please take a little bit off. And this woman went crazy.
She went
hair
Edward,
gone.
She went Edward Scissorhands on your ass. Fully. Buzz cut? Sure.
The bowl not? Cut? Just put a cereal bowl on my head. Cut around it.
This person says, you guys were talking about the safety, in quotes, speed traps on the expressway. They only call out safety when they want your money. There, I said it.
Yeah, $1.2 million in 1 month. Well, good for you guys.
They're like, we should put it in permanently. Why should we do that?
What do you think?
We just need some money.
What do you think that money is being used for? Where do you think it's going? They're clearly not filling potholes with it.
To give higher-ups a raise? I don't know.
Because I said it yesterday. I almost fell into a in-ground pool-sized pothole on 490 the other day. What are they doing with this money? It's just not right.
That's the question of the hour. Oh, goodness gracious.
I agree with whoever this guy is. If I get old and am being forced to go into a adult home, just kill me. There, I said it. Okay.
The positivity is radiating this morning.
Yeah. Fully. It's got to be the weather. It's got to be the weather.
Yeah, I mean, listen. There's a lot of political input on the text line this morning. So a lot of people are angry. I understand that. I get that.
Are you going to brush past it or are you going to read one?
Well, I don't think so.
You get.
I don't want to start.
We close.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
The books on this one this morning? Ah, okay, we're going to close it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.